Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Carrasquel is out for the double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatfield moves to second. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Lawler moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Ralph Branca now pitching. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Bill Wilson. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Michaels moves to second. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Michaels scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Singh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Branca fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Lawler moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball towards center. Tuttle catches it and throws to home to double up Fain. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Ralph Branca. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. There goes Pesky trying to get to third. Marshall throws the ball into Michaels, who tags Pesky for the out. It's 4-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Truck strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. Keane hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Groth chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Carrasquel. Carrasquel fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Carrasquel. Keane moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keane tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Donovan, and towards Bowling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Batts reaches second base with a double. Chuck Kress pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Don Nicholas pinch runs for Cass Michaels. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholas moves to third. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholas scores. Marshall scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Willard Marshall now playing left field. Manny Minoso now playing third base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Batts hits a line drive towards second. Fox catches it and tags Tuttle out, for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.